This is VOA News by Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Thursday there would be a swift, severe response from the United States and its allies if Russia sends military forces into Ukraine. Blinken's comments in Berlin appear to be another effort to clear up any confusion about the position of the United States and NATO after U.S. President Joe Biden was heavily criticized for saying a minor incursion by Russia would elicit a lesser response. Top U.S. and European diplomats are seeking to project a united front to Russia over concerns that it may be planning an invasion of Ukraine.
That unity gives us strength. A strength, I might add, that Russia does not and cannot match. It's why we build voluntary alliances and partnerships in the first place. It's also why Russia recklessly seeks to divide us.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday there could be no guarantees for the security of Europe as long as regions of his country remained under the control of Russia and pro-Moscow separatists. The administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development pledged continued U.S. support to Bosnia Thursday amid the fallout of Washington's move to sanction the Serbian member of the country's tripartite presidency. At the start of her three-day visit to the war-scarred Balkan country, Samantha Power said the message from U.S. President Joe Biden is that, quote, the United States stands with the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina, end quote. British counterterrorism police arrested two men Thursday as part of an investigation into a hostage-taking at a synagogue in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas. The day-long siege at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue ended in gunfire Saturday night with all four hostages released unharmed and the death of the suspect. This is VOA News. A long-awaited report on sexual abuse in Germany's Munich diocese Thursday accused retired Pope Benedict XVI of misconduct in four sexual abuse cases during his time as archbishop in the 1970s and 80s. The ex-pontiff was the Archbishop of Munich and Freising from 1977 to 1982. He has strictly denied any responsibility, the church's lawyer said. Thursday, his spokesperson relayed the former pope is shocked by the issue, but must examine the text. Two of the cases involved clergymen who had committed several proven acts of abuse but were allowed to continue with pastoral duties, the lawyer said. The ex-pope has denied knowing about the priest's history, but the lawyer said they were now convinced this was not the case. A car bomb detonated in Colombia overnight, outside government offices and the seat of a human rights body, killing one person and wounding four. This according to authorities Thursday, who said it happened near the Venezuelan border. The army, in a statement, blamed the late-night attack and Saravena as an area with a strong military presence on dissidents of the FARC guerrilla group who rejected a 2016 peace deal. North Korea is hinting it will resume long-range missile and nuclear tests in response to what it calls the intensifying hostile moves of the United States. Any such test would significantly escalate U.S.-North Korea tensions, which have already been heightened because of Pyongyang's six ballistic missiles tests to start the new year. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's legal troubles intensified Wednesday as the U.S. Supreme Court ruled he cannot use executive privilege to shield hundreds of pages of documents related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol from a congressional committee impaneled to investigate its causes. The ruling, released Wednesday evening, came less than a day after the U.S. state of New York's attorney general moved to compel Trump and two of his children to testify and produce documents in a fraud investigation. The ruling by the Supreme Court upheld a lower court ruling that denied Trump's claim that executive privilege protected more than 700 pages of White House documents currently held by the National Archives. The European Commission will propose a draft legislation for the regulation of microchips in early February, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday, as the EU's need for chips is set to double in the next decade. Von der Leyen said, quote, most of supplies come from a handful of producers outside Europe. This is a dependency and uncertainty we simply cannot afford, end quote. Her comments came during the opening of the World Economic Forum. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's only the Voice of America.